Author Tracy McMillan's book, The American Way of Eating, is one of this year's selections for the Kalamazoo Public Library's Reading Together program. McMillan will speak in Kalamazoo tomorrow night. WMUK correspondent Brian Peterson, a professor of environmental studies at Western Michigan University, spoke with author Tracy McMillan via Skype.
There have been a number of books coming out recently. Food is a really important topic recently. You've taken a very different approach, sort of going undercover. Tell us a little bit about how you came to this project.
You know, in the mid-aughts, I was really interested in seeing a lot of the conversations that were coming up around food, particularly the work of Michael Pollan, which also drew on Eric Schlosser, both of whom do really great work. But my background is as a poverty reporter, and I'm also from a working class background. And so I really felt like so much of the discussion around food was geared towards people with a lot of extra money and a lot of extra time. And I felt like that was sort of missing the point, right? Which is that everybody kind of deserves, and most people want healthy food. I mean, I talk about this in The American Way of Eating, but there just aren't that many people walking around saying, oh, I don't care if I have diabetes, that would be fine with me, right? And I really wanted to do a project that could sort of get at why food was important for most people. And there was a little bit of class angst. So much of the food discussion is told in this sort of very rarefied upper class way. And I really wanted to sort of throw a wrench in that machine, so to speak. And so I figured the best way to go and do that would be to go and work undercover in 3 jobs in the food system and then live and eat off my wages while I had each job, and use that to both look at how the food system worked, but also sort of how limited wages and time changed the way that I ate or the way I thought about food, and really sort of, you know, look at it from the ground up.
So I want to talk about all that, but first, the title of your book, The American Way of Eating, really begs the question, what is the American way of eating? How would you characterize it?
I'd say the American way of eating is really driven by time and convenience in a lot of ways. You know, folks, when they have jobs, are working quite a lot. And so it becomes sort of very important to be able to eat quickly. You know, we talk a lot about how, you know, women went into the workforce. And the sort of the flip side of that is, you know, somebody's still got to do the cooking. And, you know, if you're working 40 hours a week and you're taking the kids to soccer practice and doing all of that, right, cooking is not easy to do necessarily. And I sort of see that across most parts of the economy. You know, and for the American way of eating, I was living with farm workers in California, and, you know, those folks have very limited incomes, but when they can afford it, you know, they're very happy to go and get a pizza to pick up just because, you know, they're working so hard during the day.
So you spent part of your time in Michigan in the Kalamazoo area and actually working at a Walmart. Talk about your experience.
Yeah, so it was really interesting. I worked at a Walmart out in that area in November on the night shift in the baking aisle. So that was not my favorite job, for sure. And what was really interesting to me was it sort of made very concrete, like, just how much work goes into even running something like a Walmart. Like, I guess I had just sort of blindly been thinking in my head, like, oh yeah, there's stuff in the store and it's there. Well, people put all that stuff up, right? Like, all those shelves, somebody took, like, the box of flour and opened it and put the bags of flour on the shelf. And that was me for, you know, a month or so one winter. And then also for me, it was really interesting to sort of look at how my coworkers were able to eat when they were working those kinds of jobs, right? Because most folks, you know, weren't making a lot of money. Folks that had been there for a long time were making $11 and $12 an hour, right? Which is starting to get closer to a good job. But especially when you're doing sort of night shift stuff and you're really tired all the time, you know, your diets just sort of devolve into a lot of snacks and chips, because it's just, you know, how you're thinking about your day is really different.
And you also, over time at Walmart, worked into the produce section. I'm just wondering how you sort of thought about produce before you went in and after your experience.
Yeah, well, before I worked at Walmart, I really had this idea that, you know, there was a lot of care and attention probably being paid to produce sections. And at least at the Walmart that I worked at for produce, that was not the case. I write about this in The American Way of Eating. The The produce manager in my section was 20 years old. He came from the electronics department. He had really no understanding or knowledge about produce or food. And so, I mean, I had a day where I threw away 200 pounds of asparagus because it had been left in the cooler for over a month and was molding over and hadn't been rotated out. And so it really underscored for me sort of what an important job a produce manager has, particularly when you're looking at markets where there's only one or two supermarkets. I mean, that 20-year-old kid that I was working under was responsible for half of the fresh food in a town.
Author Tracy McMillan's book, The American Way of Eating, is one of this year's selections for the Kalamazoo Public Library's Reading Together program. She spoke via Skype with WMUK correspondent Brian Peterson. McMillan will speak tomorrow night at Kalamazoo Central High School. A longer version of the interview with Tracy McMillan can be heard on West Southwest tomorrow morning at 9:20. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.